Yeah, nothing.
Okay. All right, I'd like to start officially at 5.
I love golden retrievers.
17 p.m. This is a meeting of the Laws and Rules Governmental Services Committee. Today is February 15, 2017. I'd like to call the meeting to order, and may I get a motion to approve the minutes from December 19, 2016?
So moved.
I'll second.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Great. I'd like to take some of the resolutions out of order. We're going to start with Resolution 6 first.
Number 6, I'm sorry.
Oh, you put it on top of me. Okay. Resolution, that's Resolution 11.
Item number 11.
Item number 6, Resolution 11.
All right.
I'm sorry.
No, yeah, resolution.
Mr. Chair.
All right, so can I read the resolution? Do we know what it is?
Can I get one, Jay?
Requesting New York State Legislature to introduce home rule legislation amending general municipal law to establish jurisdiction of Ulster County Commission on Human Rights related to matters within Ulster County to be concurrent jurisdiction of New York State Commission on Human Rights. Anybody would like to bring that forward?
First, I'll move it.
Much later.
I'll second it.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you. So the only thing I'm just going to suggest is that 11, along with Resolution 411 of 2016, along with Resolution 412 of 2016, kind of go together. So if we were going to move it, you may want to move them together as a block.
Well, absolutely. That's why I'm starting with Resolution 11.
I guess if I may, can we then move them all just together as opposed to doing separate votes?
Oh, you mean on the same?
I don't care.
Well, I've got some concerns on this one, so.
Okay.
But I wanted to give you opportunity to speak. I mean, if you want to offer that motion to block the four resolutions, that's up to you.
Well, not the four. I was actually going to probably make a motion to postpone per the request of sponsor on Resolution 448. So I wasn't actually including that one. That's why I only included the three.
Well, I meant four, including. Number 11.
Yes. If you wish, Mr. Chair, I will then at that point request that we block Resolution 11, Resolution 411 of 2016, and Resolution 412 of 2016. I will move that.
I'll second the block.
Second by Mr. Lopez on the block.
Vote.
Any discussion?
I'm just blocking them.
Yeah, but
I'm blocking.
Oh.
Discussion. Sorry, discussion. I'm blocking them.
I'm an A.
You're an A?
I'll be an A.
Oh. Okay, so we're not blocking. Okay.
All right.
Talk about them individually.
So we're going back to Resolution 11. Now, this is, I'm going to speak on it first. It's a resolution for home rule asking the state to give us jurisdiction for the Human Rights Commission in matters related, blah, blah, blah. So here's what I think should happen to this resolution. In the last meeting that we had in our caucus, our council looked at the resolution and they feel that it's incomplete, because what we should be doing also to make this complete is to add an amendment to the executive law at section 295 to require the request to be valid. I'm reading from an email. While 239S gives New York City concurrent jurisdiction with the state of New York for matters of New York City executive law, which is section 295.16, make it clear that since the jurisdiction is concurrent and not exclusive, the state division will likewise have authority over matters within the purview of New York City Commission. Thus, this request must also ask for an added section, executive law 295.17, to make it clear that the enhanced Ulster County Human Rights Commission contemplated by this resolution, 448, 412, and 411, is equal to but does not supersede state division even on matters arising in Ulster County. So from what I understand right now, this gives New York, it kind of goes with the New York City home rule request to have their Human Rights Commission adjudicate, but that it does not allow the state to supersede our authority, which they will ask for, and it's the opinion of our council that the state may reject this resolution as is.
Okay. I respectfully disagree, and that's it. I don't know if you want to call for the vote.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
So you're reading from what exactly?
Right. So Carl had asked me to jot down my thoughts, which I can actually just articulate instead of reading, if that's easier for the table.
For me to,
No, it's fine. So the home rule request that's on the table asks for permission to amend the Section 239 of the General Municipal Law to enact a section in state law authorizing Ulster County's Human Rights Commission to exercise powers and jurisdiction that are concurrent with those of the State Division as to those matters that are arising within Ulster County. And that's there's a similar provision already in effect gives such powers to New York City's Human Rights Commission. That's 239S. There's already a 239T, so we're asking for like a 239U, I guess, would be the next section in law if that's how the library calendars it up there. There's another, the other side of the coin, however, is that the executive law, and this was in the memo that was put out on this issue previously. There's a 295.16 that makes it clear that the other side of the coin is that, hey, New York City is not getting superseded. New York State is not getting superseded. So, in other words, the executive law has a corresponding provision that says New York State has coextensive authority in New York City, and so we would have to ask for the same thing to make sure that it's coextensive in Ulster County. We're not trying to say to the state that we're supplanting your authority. You have equal authority here in Ulster County, just as you do in New York City. So I think it just needs an amendment to add a request to amend the executive law in addition to amending the general municipal law.
And you can make that amendment on the floor. You'd have to.
Are you prepared to move this to the floor for tonight?
That's up for discussion also, but it's not up to me. It's majority vote.
Yeah. So,
do you have that amendment written down?
We'd have to craft some language. I can just tell you the section is executive law.
All right. Well, this was done, by the way, back in December. We've had it since December. It's fine. We're hearing it now. That's not a problem. But it's a thing where it's like, hopefully you've got a clear thought as to how it's going to be worded.
Yeah, you're just asking for the same authority under 295.16 that New York City references, and just substitute in Ulster County for New York City. So,
okay. So, Mr. Chairman, given that, I'll theoretically, let's say that I'll accept that amendment. Are we all in agreement here? I'm moving it forward for tonight.
Well, you're going to make it the amendment. We'll give you the wordage.
Yeah.
We'll give you the verbiage.
Yeah.
Okay.
You support my memorializing resolution.
That's
so we'll call for a vote. Bring it to the floor. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
We all work together.
Okay. Failed.
Three ayes and a no.
Okay. It fails 3-1.
All right. I'd like to make a motion to block 411, 412, and 448.
No, give me a second. I'm just confused because you got numbers on the left.
Yeah.
I'll object to that.
Look at those numbers.
Items 1, 2, and 3.
I'll object to that.
Okay.
And the reason I'm going to object
to that. You wanted one withdrawn, didn't you?
Well, no, 448 will be postponed at the request of sponsor.
All right, withdrawn, postponed.
There's the difference of just, you know. So if you want to block numbers 1 and 2, you can do that.
Okay, I'll block 1 and 2.
All right.
I'll say the same thing.
I'll move
three,
it.
But
I'll second.
All right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. So okay. on the block.
All right. So as you said before, when you wanted to block all four of them, Resolution 11 was basically an integral part of all three of these resolutions, or these two resolutions now, Resolution 411 and 412. In my opinion, we're putting the cart before the horse. Now, in my opinion, I wanted 11 to go to the floor. That failed.
Call for the vote, Mr. Chair.
But no, I haven't finished speaking.
Okay.
We're saying that we're going to set a public hearing, two public hearings, on giving the Human Rights Commission adjudicatory responsibility. And moving ahead with local laws to do so when we don't have the authority from the state yet. which Resolution 11 would do.
Well,
now, regardless of whether it passed or not, or you know, and even if it passed and went to the floor and passed, I would be in opposition to 411, 412, because, like I said, we're putting the cart before the horse.
Okay.
Let's get the authority and the Home Rule Authority to give the Human Rights Commission that request, because let's just say that you didn't amend, let's say 411, 11 went to the floor, and we didn't make that amendment, and the state rejected it because it was out of order or it didn't have the right verbiage in it.
Well,
then we'd be even further back than we are today. So that's my opinion on it.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody else have anything to say about
this? I understand that, considering I'm going to go and respond and basically say we never once conceded whether or not that we needed state authority in order to do this. I think we, again, as you recollect, Mr. Chair, from the subcommittee, we agreed that since the timelines were appropriate, that we would sort of pursue both ends, but at any point that we never conceded that we necessarily needed to go and have the state authority. But it made sense to do because it was going to take some time before the end of the year anyway, before you would basically have a potential, again, if it had moved forward, a potential vote by the voters. So, that said, Mr. Chair, I'm going to call for the vote.
If there's no more discussion on 411 and 412, I'm a nay.
I'm an aye.
I'll be a yes.
I'm a no.
Okay. 2-2.
Is the sponsor here for Resolution 488?
You're 488.
All right.
448.
Agenda
3. I was right. I was listening correctly.
I know.
Agenda item
right.
Number 3.
He was wrong.
I'm sorry.
That's why I know.
No. You know what? I still had in my mind I wanted all three of them together, but setting a public hearing on proposal of law 18, a law prohibiting discrimination on basis of gender, name, places, blah, blah, blah. I move it. Can I get a second?
Yeah, I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
At this time, at the request of sponsor, I move to postpone Resolution 448.
Okay, postpone.
I'll second
for 30 days.
You can. Motion postpone? Yeah, I can.
You second it?
I'll second it.
Okay, call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Well, it's no vote, really, because if the sponsor wants to pull it, we don't have a second.
Well, you're not pulling it, but by postpone. It's a technicality, but yes. And we just all unanimously voted for it, so yes,
okay.
That passed.
Well, are you a sponsor?
I forget, am I?
Well, it was not the original.
You don't need to be a sponsor to postpone, but I'm just saying that I spoke to her earlier.
Yeah, you're on it.
Okay.
I am actually on it, right? So there you go.
All right.
All righty.
Three.
Enough,
so now yeah, 488.
All right. Sorry.
Okay.
488.
We're good.
Mr. Chairman,
good.
Yes,
like
can
to,
I hear from
I like
legislators? And is there a reason why you want to postpone it? I'd just be curious to hear.
I would prefer a discussion of this with a full legislative body.
Like a combined caucus or something?
I mean, like when we're going to have 23 people there to vote on it.
Yeah, but to get it to that, the only way is to either get a petition of discharge or have a committee vote on it.
Yeah, that's fine. So I'll wait.
Okay.
I'd like to postpone.
Yeah.
Okay, no, it's your call.
You didn't respond by saying nice.
I'm just saying it won't officially go in front of 23 people until.
On 11?
Yeah.
Thanks.
On 11? I was a yes.
Okay.
The only no was Parody.
Correct.
Oh, wait,
Jay I'm sorry.
Jay Parody.
Jay Parody.
Well, no, but then Richie.
The rest of
Richie.
Craig is a no.
But then Rich, you meant to be a no then on 11.
No, he was a yes. No, he was a yes on 11 and 12.
On Resolution 11, then Mr. Chair, then I'm going to have to go.
No, wait,
right
on Resolution 11, you were a no. That was
11.
The
first one I was a no, yes.
Yeah, right.
On the back page.
But you put down yes.
See, I'm confused because
Craig,
there's a number on the left and a number on the right, and
yeah.
I'm going, I don't know what number
it's my fault.
Craig
I should have been circulating these
no, it's not your fault.
Resolutions. No demerits there, right?
Right, one's 411, one's 11, and it,
right.
And one's on the back. And,
okay. Is there any rule in the legislature that you can frivolously postpone a resolution because not many people are going to be here to vote on it?
No,
I don't think
so. The sponsor can do it.
Right.
I believe the sponsor can't postpone the resolution. Only the committee can postpone.
The sponsor can withdraw.
The sponsor can ask that you respect that,
right.
But the committee is the one that has to do it.
So,
and the sponsor can withdraw.
No,
that's what the
that
sponsor can do.
And
exactly.
Put your
Well, I don't. I don't see a detriment to postponing it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So, I will make the motion to postpone.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Resolution 490, amending the rules and standing committees. How do you feel about that?
I'm looking to do the same.
I'll move to postpone.
Okay, I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have to stay, though. You can't leave. Resolution number 14, just kidding.
I'll move it.
Proposed local law number 21, amending the county charter and amending administrative code to modify the term of the clerk of the legislature. You'll second? Okay.
This one I'm going to keep.
This one
in here. All right.
Okay.
Think we're all okay.
Actually, I'd like to make a motion to amend it to 4 years. Just kidding. I can put that one up there.
It can't go longer than the term of the body.
Oh, all right.
Mr. J, that's exactly.
Well, that'll be next thing's next when we change it.
Okay.
All right.
I'll make a motion.
Please.
Wasn't there any
to move it?
I moved
it. Oh, you moved it?
Yeah,
second.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did not vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Resolution number 32, amending the rules of order to prohibit memorializing resolutions.
Can I withdraw this for the month?
That's all you have to do is say it.
Yeah, I want to withdraw.
You want to withdraw
it?
Not
you can withdraw it for the month.
You have to resubmit it.
I'll resubmit it. Right, all right, I'd like to withdraw it.
Okay.
Withdraw it for resubmittal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What does that mean,
second?
Though?
Michael, why don't you just postpone it?
It's just withdrawn.
I'll do whatever you want.
Just withdrawn.
You may or may not submit it. That's your intention.
Oh, you can.
Okay, but I'm saying
all right. Do we get a second? Off.
You should be submitted.
No, there's no second.
There's no second. He's withdrawing it. All right, okay. Any new business?
Which one?
Any old business?
Nobody wants
can I get a motion to adjourn?
Turn the clerk.
Motion to adjourn.
Are you withdrawing?
Clerk, I'll second. Sorry about that.
Adjourn.
My fault.